Oh, my goodness. We lift up the name of Jesus higher. Oh, my goodness. If that doesn't get you started on a Saturday morning, I don't know what will. Okay. This is Minister Daphne Smith, Purpose for Godliness, Saturday morning praise and glory. Oh, my goodness. That should get you clapping your hands and stomping your feet and shouting out the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me Saturday morning. No matter what you're doing today, we have a lot to do today, Lifeline Missions, but no matter what you're doing today, and if some of you get the opportunity to sleep in, God bless your hearts, regardless of it, I want to remind you that God desires to spend time with you. So thank you again for joining me. Get your coffee because it's Saturday. You know you got to have a Saturday cup of coffee. So get your coffee, your journal, your Bible, your calendar because I got some announcements for you. And thank you so much for joining me this Saturday morning. Hopefully, prayerfully, that song just made you want to get up and give God the glory. Every weekend, I'm here at 8 a.m. Pacific time to get you motivated, uplifted, encouraged, just all of those things to let you know that you have a purpose on this earth. God has placed purpose in you. Again, I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith, and thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to check me out on Facebook, social media. I'm trying to do better, but check me out on Facebook for information regarding the show and our church, Lifeline Missions, and for events that are coming up. The call-in number for the show is 347-989-0144, and you can join in the conversation. I'm trying to check my email for Purpose for Godliness. The email is purposeforgodliness@gmail.com. Somehow I wasn't able to get in there, but I will work on it next week to see what's going on with that. But you can inbox me on Facebook and with your prayer requests, your issues, comments, questions, suggestions for topics for the show, anything that you believe will help this ministry to grow. I also, as I said before, you can check me out on social media on Facebook, facebook.com/purposedforgodliness, and email me. Keep emailing me, and I will look into that, purposedforgodliness@gmail.com, to submit your comments. Also, I have it on my show page, on this show page, the link for Facebook for the show and the link for for our event page for the upcoming conference. Okay? So, lifting up the name of Jesus. Always, his name is wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I know his name. Do you know his name? Let's lift up the name of Jesus. The scripture says if we lift him up, he will draw all men unto himself, not to us. It's not about us. It's about him. Amen. Amen. So, as always, Pastor Melvin Smith is here, and he's going to share with us what the Lord has placed on his heart this morning. Pastor!
Bless the Lord. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay. Praise God. I didn't know if I was on.
Hello. Yes.
Praise God. I just thank God for Jesus this morning. First of all, I just thank him for my salvation. You know, we don't really talk enough anymore about salvation, being born again. We've been born once, but we need to be born again. And we need to be born of the Spirit. We need to understand and know that Christ is in our life and he has made a change in us. Because until we understand that it's a change, we keep doing the same thing. Change means you go from one thing to another. And we go from sinners to believers. And I'm happy to be a believer because, let me tell you something, everybody born is born into sin. And it's that nature that makes us sin. Some sinners, you know, to God, sin is sin. But to us, some sinners are better than others. And that sin nature will make you sin. It's not that you desire all the time to sin. It's that nature. That's why the nature has to be broken. You have to be born again in order to understand that you are a new creature and you belong to Christ now, so things have to change. You have to make that turn for good. Evil is in the world. It's going to be in the world. But those of us that are born again should not be practicing evil things anymore. I'm not going to say it's not going to affect you. It's not going to be around you. But we shouldn't be a part of it. It shouldn't be named among us. And now we're seeing evil in the churches. And you can't say, well, yet, well, you know, the people, no. People always came in that was evil, but we didn't allow it in the churches. But now we allow anything, especially if people give tithes and offerings. Well, we won't say nothing to them. Well, I should say some folks won't say nothing to them because I understand who my source is. Jesus is my source. So I trust and depend on him, not man. But I'm just saying, those of us that are naming the name of Christ, let's do those things that are pleasing to him. If you've really been born again, act like it. Believe in it. Live in it. Do those things that are pleasing to Christ. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement. Do the things that are pleasing to Christ. Amen. Do the things that are pleasing to Christ. He is the only one. He is the only one that can save us, deliver us, and set us free. Amen. Amen. And he is the pastor of Lifeline Missions. Let me just give a shout out right now. Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. We are located 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. We have services. I'll make my announcement now. We have services on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Prayer and Bible study on Thursdays, noonday prayer. Oh my goodness. Let me just give a plug right here for noonday prayer. If you miss noonday prayer, I know other churches are having noonday prayer. I'm giving a shout out to my church. If you miss noonday prayer at Lifeline, you missed it. I'm talking about old school Holy Ghost fire, power of God, prayer. Oh my goodness. This Thursday was, I'm sorry. I know they say you're not supposed to use slang or whatever, but it was off the chain. I'm telling you, the power of God was there. Oh my goodness. So every Thursday, noonday prayer for 1 hour. We just stay 1 hour. We pray and share and share a scripture with you, and then we go home. So every Thursday, noonday prayer. Sundays at 10 a.m. is our morning worship. At 10 a.m., we start on time, we get out on time. Amen. That's pastor's motto when it comes to service. We start on time and we get out on time. Whenever the Lord is done with us, we say amen. So at the address again is 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. All right, I'm going to play another song, and then I have some more announcements. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my church, and I got some things I want to share with you, just kind of recapping yesterday. So hold on, 347-989-0144. I'll be right back. Oh, Yes, yes, yes. Jesus will. He will fight our battles if we just keep still. Okay, if we hold our peace. Oh, my goodness. Goodness, speak when the Lord tells us to speak and shut up when the be quiet when the Lord tells us to be quiet. I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. If you do it the way Jesus tells us to do it, oh my goodness, we will always come out with the victory. He said that we are more than conquerors. He said that we already have the victory. We already have the victory. Amen, 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 amen. All right. I want to do some announcements. I already told you about our church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, address 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. Every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Every Thursday, 12 noon. Sundays at 10 a.m. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to give a shout out to Love on Purpose. Okay. Love on Purpose Outreach Ministries. Every fourth Saturday of the month, they have grocery distribution. Oh my goodness, grocery distribution at Wayside, at the Wayside Church. Address is 44217 10th Street East in the city of Lancaster, California. That's Wayside Community Church, 44217 10th Street East in Lancaster, every fourth Saturday. So now this next Saturday, July 22nd, they're having their grocery distribution, and it starts at 10 a.m. It starts at 11 a.m. Doors open at 11 a.m. They are also looking for volunteers. So come on out. Support this ministry. You can find them on Facebook, Love on Purpose Outreach Ministries Incorporated, and they also have a website. But since I'm always on Facebook, that's where I go. So I'm telling you, they have a Facebook page, Love on Purpose Outreach Ministries. Phone number 1-877-7-WAYSIDE, extension number 5. They distribute free groceries to those in need in the community every month, every fourth Saturday. So if you know someone who is in need of groceries, come on out and be blessed. If you would like to make a donation, Love on Purpose, you can visit their website. See, I just found it, loveonpurpose.wix.com/LOPOM. No donation is too small or too big. All donations are greatly appreciated. Okay? Pastor and I always get in trouble. You know, people say, why are you, you know, always telling somebody about other ministries? Because we are the body of Christ. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we do. And while I was saying that, I said, oh, wow, we have one this Saturday, right now, this morning. This morning at noon, we are going to be, Lifeline Missions is going to be taking it to the streets. So please come out and be with us at Kirsten Park this afternoon at noon. We're going to be at Kirsten Park, Lifeline Missions, taking it to the streets. The address is 38226 10th Street East in Palmdale, California. Lifeline Missions, we're going to be there with non-perishable items, dry goods, canned goods, clothes, care packages. Listen, if you desire to be a blessing to this particular part of our ministry, please let us know and come on out and help us this afternoon, starting at noon. Bring your sunscreen and your hat this afternoon at Kirsten Park. It is always a blessing, both ours and Love on Purpose. It's always a blessing. The food is important, but most of all, most importantly, the fellowship. Fellowship is important. We fellowship with the people of God, not just in our four walls, but outside of our four walls. We fellowship. So this afternoon, come on out, help Lifeline share the love of Jesus today at noon at Kirsten Park, 38226 10th Street East. If you'd like to donate, if you would like to be a part of it, inbox me on Facebook or email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com or the information that you see on Facebook, because I have the flyer up on Facebook. All right? Amen, amen, amen. Now, get a red marker and circle August 19th. August 17th through the 19th, Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor, Valor Unity Conference. This is your personal invitation to come on out and be with us. It's either the 22nd or the 23rd. I'm saying 22nd, Pastor saying 23rd. But anyway, it's 20 plus years we've been doing this, and it's always been a blessing. Going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, 1309 West Rancho Vista Boulevard in the city of Palmdale. Theme is next level. The next level. We are just celebrating everything that God has done for us. So listen, don't miss it. Conference registration for all of it. The conference and the prayer breakfast is $60. If you just want to attend the conference, it's $40. If you want to attend the breakfast, it's $20. But I promise you, you are going to have a great time in the Lord all the 3 days. Our guest, see, I have to get the guest. Our guest for our conference is Pastor Jamie Jones, is Pastor Bill Jenkins, Pastor Rod Sutton, and Prophet Robert Booker, along with me, Minister Daphne Smith, and Pastor Melvin Smith. We are going to have a time in the Lord. So I need you to circle, you know, with a red marker, August 17th, 18th, and 19th. I need you to help me get the word out. I need you to come on out and be with us. Come help us pack out the place. Amen. 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 I think that's it for our announcements. I think that's it. I think I've done enough. Amen. All right. So let me share with you. Yesterday, we talked about going to the next level and the process of going to the next level. And I read the scripture, 2 Corinthians 3. And 18 in the Amplified Bible, which I just thought that was just wonderful. I have the Message Bible also, but I want to read it again in the Amplified Bible and share it with you this morning, and starting at the 16th verse. And it says, but whenever a person, this is in the Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians 3 and 16, whenever a person turns in repentance to the Lord. Ooh, I'm telling you, the confirmation that the word of God, see, the word of God just confirms itself. It really does. Whenever a person in repentance. Whenever a person turns in repentance to the Lord, the veil is stripped off and taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, and freedom. Verse 18 says, and all of us with unveiled face, unveiled, taken away, the veil is taken away, the package is open, everything about us is disclosed, unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord does the work. It is amazing to me, and I'm learning. Really, I'm learning. I don't have all the answers. I am learning. But what I'm learning is that our flesh really does get in the way. It really does get our flesh get in the way, gets in the way. Our desires, our will, our wants, they call it and seminary presuppositions, which means how we think. All of those, how we grew up, our culture, society, technology, TV, all of that gets in the way. It gets in the way. And what was so prevalent, because I know we talk about, well, you know, back in the day they did this and back in the day they did that, and they had their distractions. But we, in the 21st century, the age of technology, we have so many distractions. I mean, just so many distractions. And me personally, I can have in my mind, I'm going to do something, and I'll sit down and do something totally different. Distractions. And it is sometimes difficult for us to stay on point, when it, especially in regards to ministry and what the Lord is telling us to do, walking upright before the Lord, living holy, all of those things. Sometimes it's difficult to stay on point. And I just want to encourage you, encourage myself, encourage all of us, that it is the Lord, it is the Spirit of the living God that helps us to stay on point. It really is. When we feel that tug in our spirit that says, come on back now, come on back, come on back, we need to come on back. When we feel that tug, I love Jesus. When we feel that tug in our spirit that says, no, don't go there, go over here, don't turn right, turn left. Listen, just do it. And you know, I try to encourage people because there's so many things that are going on. Jesus said if we be faithful in the few things, in the little things, if we be faithful in the few, he'd make us ruler over many. I told him during the prayer while we were sharing, I said, I need to be faithful. I need to be faithful coming to Thursday, New Day prayer on Thursday. I need to be faithful to that. That's one thing. I need to be faithful to that. I need to be faithful coming to Tuesday prayer and Bible study. I need to be faithful to that. I need to be faithful in coming to church. And I know we don't think that's important, but let me tell you why it's important. Because if we're faithful in the things that God has given us to do, some of the distractions and some of the things that the enemy tries to put on us will fall off. I know it to be true. I really do know it to be true. Our bishop told us a long time ago, Bishop B.R. Benbow, he says there are many ways to fight the devil. One important way to fight the devil is obedience and faithfulness to what God has told you to do. I'm telling you, just obedience and faithfulness. A lot of things that I would be into, I'm not, because of the, you know, and I know it's the Lord, my obedience and my faithfulness. That's it. And let me tell you, I'm human. And I got all of the distractions and flaws and foibles and everything, everybody, whatever. We all go through it. We all go through it. But I'm learning to be faithful to that even to Blog Talk Radio, purposed for godliness, just this show, this ministry, faithful to this. And it keeps me focused, because if I have to teach on Tuesday Bible study, then that means I got to stay in my books. I got to keep praying and keep seeking the Lord and hearing from God, because I need to have a fresh word for the people. Purpose for Godliness, Blog Talk Radio, got to have a fresh word for the people. I see a lot of things, if we just obey in the thing that's got things that God has given us to do, we would just bypass so much foolishness. I know I'm right, because it works. So I'm trying to encourage the people, just be faithful and obedient. What is the thing that God has told you to do? The first thing he told you to do. Oh, my Lord. All right. That's a shout right there for me. The first thing he told us to do. Be holy, for I am holy. Listen, whatever. You know, be holy, for I am holy. Walk upright. All of these things, you know, we need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. These are not suggestions, you know, as believers in Christ. This is not these are not suggestions. These are commandments of the Lord. So if we could just do those things that the Lord has commanded us to do in his word, and it's not, it's, you know why it's difficult? Let me just say that, because I know people say, well, it's hard. The ways of a transgressor is hard. Oh, it's difficult. Let me tell you, the Bible said, Jesus said, come unto me, all you are that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. He says, come. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's what the Lord said. Paul says these light afflictions, and I know they don't seem like, because in the flesh, our bodies, things hurt. Things hurt. They're painful. We go through things. We go through sickness and depression and loss of many things, loss of family members, loved ones, jobs, cars, all of these things. It happens. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Paul says these light afflictions. These light afflictions. Wow. Wow. So God gives us, the Spirit of the Lord gives us strength to do what he's called us to do. So in the Message Bible, it says, whenever, though they turn to face God, this is 2 Corinthians 3, 16 through 18 in the Message Bible, whenever, though they turn to God, as Moses did, God removes the veil, and there they are face to face. They suddenly recognize that God is a living, personal presence, not a piece of chiseled stone. It's not just the paper. God is a living, personal presence. And when God is personally present, oh, I love this, when God is personally present, a living spirit, that old constricting legislation is recognized as obsolete. We are free of it, all of us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Nothing between us and God. Our faces shining with the brightness of his face. And so we are transfigured, transformed, much like the Messiah. Our lives gradually becoming brighter and brighter, becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become more like him. Wow. I love this, personally present. The Spirit of the Lord is, you know, God is a personal God. He's personally present. He really is personally present. Personally present. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Freedom to move about. That's what I said yesterday. You are free to move about the cabin, but you are not free to open a door outside at 30,000 feet in the air when you're in the airplane. You are not free to go to the cockpit and talk to the pilot. You are not free to harass the I call them stewardess. I don't know what they call them now, but that's what I call them. You're not free to do any of that. You are not free to harass the people on the plane. You are not free to shout out and say fire. You are not free to do all of these things. You are free to move about. But when the light comes on with the seatbelt light comes on, you are supposed to be back in your seat with your like, ah, but you're free to move about. And I know that sounds, well, I know you said we're free. Ah, but here's the definition. Free to move about, free from restraint, free. We are free not to do what we want to do, but to live like we should live in Christ. That's the definition. We are free. We are free. We are free from sin, the guilt, the dominion of sin, the law, death, hell, and the grave. We are free. We are free. But we are free in Christ Jesus. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And he came, Christ came to set the captive free. Yes, we are free. Let me tell you, we are free to do whatever we desire to do. But we are also free to accept the consequences and the blessings that come. Blessings when we obey, consequences when we don't. And that's the freedom. I mean, even in life, period, that is the freedom. That is the freedom. You sow good seed, you reap the blessing. You sow to your flesh, you reap death. That's the scriptures. So we are free to move about, but we are free in Christ Jesus. So let me tell you the four items, the requirement. Turn to the Lord, repentance, turn to the Lord. And when you turn to the Lord, unveiled face, God reveals everything about us, everything about us. He reveals everything about us, everything. Nothing is hid from him. So we are free. free. The requirement is turning to the Lord with unveiled face. Uncover the veil over your face on the day of our salvation. That's the veil is uncovered on the day of salvation. The veil is removed. The package is open. Our character is disclosed. Our secrets are revealed. They're revealed anyway. Saved, unsaved, God knows us all. He made us, so he knows us all. So what are we trying to hide from him? What are we trying to hide from him? We cannot hide from the Lord. He knows everything about us. He breathed into all of us the breath of life, and we became a living soul. That's it. So, you know, we have to, you know, turn to him and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Number two, the result of turning, we are changed into the image of Christ. It is an ongoing process, and it is produced by the Spirit of the Lord. Like I said, we try to do so many things in the flesh, and we can't. We just cannot. Not when it comes to spiritual things. We cannot pray in our flesh, worship in our flesh. I know, you know, people sing and, you know, powerful, whatever, all of those things. Coming to Christ is because the Spirit of the Lord has drawn us. So the requirement, turn, the result is we are changed, constantly, progressively being changed into the image of Christ. Number three, my favorite, is recognize the process, because we don't always recognize the process. We fight against it. We murmur and complain against it. We just do, because flesh just does what it does. Recognition of the process. We go from glory to glory. Recognize the process. The more time we spend with Christ, the more we will look like him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Spiritual assimilation. Spiritual assimilation. We must look like Christ. I tell people that all the time. You listen, I have minister to people. I have ministered, not to people. I have ministered to people on a deathbed, but this is what I want to say. I have ministered to saints. I want to say on their deathbed. They transitioning out. I have ministered to saints on their way to glory. There was a big, I'm telling you, the word of God is true. There was a big difference in going to see someone that was that did not know Christ, had not accepted Christ as their Savior, and ministering to someone that had accepted Christ. The peace of God, oh my goodness, was always in the room. I'm telling you, like a blanket, you would walk in there and you would just, I would just be overshadowed with the peace of God. And then to sit and talk, I remember the conversations I had. One lady, she had me read, and for 4 hours, and I would try to leave, and she wanted me to sit. So I sat, and for 4 hours, I sat, and she ministered to me, really. She told me almost her whole life story. I remember some of how she had went to Alaska and the Lord saved her, and how she loved Jesus, and I would read to her Reader's Digest, and we would pray together, and she would minister to me and it just, you know, pray for me, and I would pray for her. But the peace of God, I'm talking about spiritual assimilation. The peace of God would just be present. I remember the first time I went into a room to minister to a couple, and I was just nervous. I was just nervous, palm sweating, and I was just nervous. I went in there to minister, and I don't know what I said to them. And on my way out, the wife said, "Can we pray for you?" Oh my goodness. And they prayed for me. It was such a peace. I ministered to a bishop. I forgot the denomination, but I ministered to a bishop, and he was coming in and out, in and out, in and out. And I walked into his room and stood by his bed, and he immediately woke up and asked me, was I a minister or something to that effect? And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "You're doing a good job. God bless your daughter," and went back to sleep. I'm like, oh my goodness. And they kept saying, "Well, he hasn't talked to anybody, but he talked to you." I'm like, okay. You know, it was just the peace of God, you know, spiritual assimilation. And for us to be fighting against the process and going to the next level, we are fighting against the ultimate change. We are going to be changed. We are being changed. We are being changed daily, second by second, moment by moment, daily into the image of God until one day, my God. That's why I like this third one. You got to recognize the process until one day we see him face to face. We see him face to face. And we will be like him. Wow. Face to face. So spiritual assimilation. Moral excellence. We are changed. Our morality changes. Our behavior changes. What we think, you know, how we think, what we think about changes. What we do changes. The places we used to go, we don't go no more. That's what the saints used to say. We don't go no more. The things we used to do, we don't do anymore. So moral excellence. It's communicable. It's transferable. It's transmitted from one to another. People ought to feel God's presence in our lives. And it's progressive. And the gospel of Christ, makes us glorious. Number four, the realization that it is even by the Spirit of the Lord. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. It is the Spirit of God that saves us and brings us to maturity in Christ. Amen. I'm going to give you homework if you're listening to me. All of you that's listening, Galatians 5, where it talks about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. Read that. all this week, all next week, read that. And let's talk about it next Friday. Read it, Galatians 5. And let's talk about it. Amen. The works of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit. We are being changed every day into the presence and the image of God every day. Every day. And let me remind us as believers, eternal life is not in the great by and by. We have eternal life living in us right now. Right now. This very moment. Right now. Amen. Amen. So just thank God for Jesus and thank God for just the theme that he's given me this year, next level. It's been a process this year for me to go to the next level. It's been a process. And just to be transparent, I'm still struggling with in some areas now. And some of us, the process has taken too long. We need to come on out. Come on out. They used to tell us, come on out of that corner. God can use you sitting down. The question that the Lord asked, really, the Spirit of the Lord that would be to ask on Sunday was, are you on your post? Are you on your post? And that was for our church. Are you on your post? Are you on your post? Are you doing what the Lord called you to do? All right, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, just thank you again for this opportunity to share your word to your people, reminding us that we must go to the next level, reminding us of the process and the progress that you desire for us. Father, I thank you that you are taking us to the next level. I thank you, Lord, for obedience and faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, that we will no longer grumble and complain about the process. Our hearts are turned to you, and we will be changed into your image. Help us to recognize the process and realize that it is by your Spirit that all these things come about. We cannot do it without you. We need your help in every area of our lives. Father, I pray for the outreach this afternoon, that not only as we give out the food and the clothes and the information about the church, that souls will be saved. Most importantly, souls will be saved, bodies healed, minds changed, hearts renewed. Someone will accept you today as their Lord and Savior, regardless of what church they will go to. They will go to the next level in you. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for it. Praying for ministries everywhere, everywhere. Those that call on your name. Praying for ministries everywhere. Help us to recognize that we are the body of Christ. We cannot be everywhere all the time. But we can recognize that we are the body of Christ and we can pray for one another and love one another. You said the world will know that we are your disciples by the love we have for one another. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for everything that you are doing. Praying for our leaders naturally and spiritually, Lord Jesus. Praying for this government, this administration. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Let the truth, let the truth be revealed. You hold the heart of the king in your hands. There is nothing that happens in this world that you don't know about. So you know the truth. You know the truth, oh God. You know the truth. Let the truth be revealed. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever is done in the dark, come to light, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for it, praying for our spiritual leaders, oh God. Lead them and guide them. Give them revelation knowledge, oh Lord. Help us to walk in truth, Lord. Help us to walk in truth. Let your truth be revealed. Let your truth be made known, your glory revealed. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for it. Thank you for saving. Thank you for healing. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for setting free. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for fixing that particular situation, whatever that is. Thank you for fixing it, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the employment. Thank you for the money. Thank you for the transportation. Thank you that that house will not be foreclosed, oh God. Thank you. Thank you that our sons and daughters are saved and delivered and set free. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I pray I have said something that will help you and that has been an encouragement to you today. Amen. I pray something has been said that has been encouragement to you today. Don't forget, check me out on social media. I'm there. Inbox me on Facebook if you have any questions or concerns or prayer requests. Don't forget our food outreach. Oh, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I had someone in the chat room. I didn't see you. Sometimes technology doesn't let me see in the chat room when I happen to be there. Thank you so much, Paradigm, for being with us today. Yes, if the yoke was what we are carrying is very heavy, it is not the Messiah's yoke we are trying to carry. Oh, you're so very welcome. You're so very welcome. And God bless you too. And I'm so sorry I'm just getting to you, but sometimes the chat room is hard for me to see. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I pray that you will join me next week. Paradigm, inbox me on Facebook, Purpose for Godliness. Let me know about your ministry. Also, thank you, everyone, for being with me today. I thank you again. I pray God's blessings for you. And always, 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 when the Spirit of the Lord is done, I'm done. I'm done. So I just pray God's blessings on you today and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Keep praying for us. We are praying for you. And I want you to know that you are purposed for godliness. We are going out always. I try to with a song. John P. Key, release. Amen. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed. And I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard you.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is love you.
And love you.
You.
And praise you.
Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken.
Anybody
listen about it, clap your hands if you like. safely.
Ever so bravely.
Your foundation
standing sure.
Whoop.
I was broken hearted. I bow down.
I was shackled,
heavy. Free me now.
That's my plea.
And
deliverance.
I'm
so glad today I heard you, everybody.